The Me Too movement has sparked conversation on sexual assault, and women everywhere are speaking out. And this spread across the country. But the movement has been lacking in the LGBTQ communities. And based on these statistics, members of the LGBTQ communities have a higher chance of experiencing sexual assault. I decided to contact Deb Butler. She is one of the only openly gay representatives in the North Carolina legislature. I wanted to know what work she was doing on the LGBTQ communities and the state of North Carolina.
I guess every movement kind of takes on a momentum from the organizers, and they may very well not have been aware of those statistics, or I haven't seen anything that was necessarily exclusionary, but nor have I seen, I guess, any, you know, self-affirming welcoming comments either.
A movement like this needs as much inclusion as possible to thrive, and if they're going to take someone's experience out of it, what is that going to do to it?
You know, we have so tarnished our reputation with the likes of HB2. We've got to go full throttle in marketing ourselves as a diverse, welcoming community, because at the core, I do believe that's who we are.
The CDC's National Intimate Partner and Sexual Violence Survey found that 44% of lesbians and 61% of bisexual women experience rape, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner, compared to 35% of heterosexual women. After talking with people within these LGBTQ communities, one word kept popping up: validation. I sat down and spoke with April Callis, the assistant director of the LGBTQ Center at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Someone told us once that it's already hard enough to come out in one of these LGBTQ communities, that it's already harder to talk about your sexual assault experiences.
Yes, absolutely. People have this one framework for what that might mean, a lot of ways based on like the stories they've heard and what the media is portraying. The way that we envision or talk about sexual assault, we never think about the fact that other people can be sexually assaulted, that people with multiple marginalized identities are more vulnerable.
The 2015 U.S. Transgender Survey found that 47% of transgender people are sexually assaulted at some point in their lifetime. PhD student at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Hannah Shellum, talked about how people of color in these LGBTQ communities have an even higher chance of experiencing sexual assault.
There are lots of people who are affected in different ways. If we have an inclusive look at LGBTQ communities, it's much easier for us to account for a lot of the different kinds of harassments and prejudices and acts of violence that happen to people. There's a perception that LGBTQ means white, but statistically, white people make up the minority in LGBTQ communities.
Many are saying the Me Too movement must include the LGBTQ communities to succeed, because a large amount of people experiencing sexual assault is within these LGBTQ communities. And without their inclusion and awareness, these communities will never be validated. In Chapel Hill, I'm Nicole Vandeford.